you go through stretches, I think, every time. I mean, obviously, you know, we've played some really good football teams here. We've had some teams, you know, hit some big plays, which adds into, you know, and adds into a lot of things there that you don't want to give up. But I think, you know, from my perspective, I still see a lot of real positive things and things that, you know, we can build on. You know, we have to, you have to kind of assess the whole season, you know, and we've had a couple tough games here. But I think overall, you know, we've played pretty well. Guys have done a good job. We're really searching for the exact same thing we were week one, week two, week three, week four. And that's to improve. You know, that's the key element in this whole thing. And even when the score isn't turning out exactly like we want, what we're trying to drive at is, hey, if we want to finish this thing the right way, and this was the same message back, like I say, in the early season, it's important that every day in practice you improve. And, you know, I think one of the things that's really important is that, you know, for as a coach and me talking to our players and everything, what we're asking for doesn't change. And you have to be really careful of that, you know, because if you lose, you know, the things that you believe in when you're winning are still the same things you believe the most in, or I do anyways. And, you know, we're not going to give in on those things. And that's approach, practice, preparation. And then there's the real test is the execution part. That's what you got to have on Sundays, you know. And every Sunday is its own world, and I think a lot of times in games there's a few plays that can turn a game, you know, and opportunities to make plays, opportunities to get off the field. I give you an example in our last game there against Denver, opening third down of the second half was 3rd and 11. I think the second or third one was 3rd and 13, and we didn't get off the field. Those are big plays, you know, and they can impact how those games turn out, you know. And like I always tell the players when we get done and we address them on Monday or Wednesday, you know, there's a story within this end line, you know, and you have to look at it every week, again, win or lose, and understand this is how this game turned, you know. That's one of the things, you know, we try to point out. That's why each play is an important play for us.
Is it realistic to think you can get back to what you were
in
the season consistently?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have the same players, and I think we'll get better. You know, I believe that. You know, I think they're putting in the effort and the time and the things that we need and go. And it's like anything, you know, in the National Football League, you know one thing. If something is hurting you, until you get it fixed, it's going to continue to hurt you. I mean, that's the nature of the beast here. And so, you know, we have to keep working to fix things and all the time, and just we're like any other team in our league. And then, you know, just keep marching on from there and not losing sight of what we're really trying to do here. You know, in the end result, we're trying to win. That's the bottom line. And we try to do as much as we can on our unit to contribute to the team's success. So we got to get back, play better than we've played. We got to play more consistently. And then, you know, like I say, you got to make some of these plays, especially in the games against the guys like Manning and Rivers and those. You get a couple plays you make, you got to get them off that field. That's important.
Do you have any lineup changes planned for your secondary?
No.
So Cooper will be your third guy?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give any thought to maybe moving Robinson back into that role?
I'll say that. I mean, we talk our personnel every week. I mean, so I would say it's not that we didn't give thought to anything, you know, at any position, but, you know, we, you know, elected to stay where we're at and see if we can move forward from there.
Specifically with the pass rush, I know there's more to a pass rush than sacking the quarterback. First 7 games, 35 sacks. Last 5 games, just 2. How do you get the pass rush back?
Well, I think it's the key element is, you know, what people are doing to you. You know, like we talked about here before on many occasions, if you want to just throw the ball quick, there's not a lot you can do, you know, because you can leave people unblocked and drop the ball off and go. To me, it's always been, you know, are you getting off the field on third down? You know, because whether we get off the field on third down by coverage or we get off the field because you complete a pass but it isn't enough for the first down, then that's the objective, you know. We love a sack because the one thing we know about a sack is you're leaving the field, you know, on third down. That's huge, you know. But you just got to keep – you got to keep drilling down and keep working at it. And sacks are like we tell the players all the time, it's usually one click away, you know, whether it's a little better rush or it's a little better coverage or whatever it is. But that's what you have to do. And like I say, you take into account style that you're playing, you know, so you adjust to what they're doing.
So it doesn't look like you're going to have Houston this week either, Pete?
I don't know that yet, but probably lose there.
So Zombo, is he filling mm-hmm. the bill, or just talk mm-hmm. about playing without Houston?
Well, you know, like we say, the team on the field is the team, and there's nothing you can do about that. Again, it's the National Football League. The next man up's got to go in there and play. There's other positions on our team that are doing the same thing. There's certainly other teams across the NFL. So there's nothing we can do about that. You know, don't worry about it. Don't talk a lot about it. Can't concern ourselves with that
did
too much.
Did he give you what you wanted? I mean, I'm sure you'd like to see three sacks from him too. But, I mean, did he give you what you wanted?
I thought he did a great job going in there, you know. And then, you know, this is his second game. So I think overall, you know, he did a really nice job. Okay. Whoa.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, yes.
Hey, Bob, as this team's defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. how much have you balanced the man coverage you've called and the zone coverage you've called? Based on what your guys do well, based on their skill sets?
Well, I think, you know, like I say, you know, you try to me, your system always has to be based on some flexibility. You know, like I've said here before, you know, you don't try to become just a one-trick pony. You want to be able to do more than just one thing. You know, we're primarily a man team. That's how we're built. That's what our system is built on. But, you know, we probably play, I would think, probably more zone than most people realize, whether it's true zone, fire zones, whatever. So there's actually a pretty decent mix of that involved, you know, and there's different kinds of mans. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, sometimes people don't grasp either. You know, there's a lot of difference between a single high safety and two high safeties where you're playing man-to-man. So all those things have to play in, and not only to help your own players, but not let the opposing team be able to put you in one box.